It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on K-12 students, and falling behind in academics is just part of the issue. KERA's Becca Moore reports.
Being away from the classroom and learning virtually has caused a number of students to slip academically. But Cheryl English says many are also falling behind because they're not getting the social and emotional skills they typically receive during in-person instruction. She's a clinical associate professor at Southern Methodist University.
When students are missing those types of opportunities, of course, there's loneliness, and they begin to feel like, you know, am I learning? Where's the routine of the classroom?
English says that loss of interaction will affect students' future success, especially for disadvantaged youth and students of color. To counter that, she encourages students to get involved in the community, whether it be volunteering, shadowing a professional, or getting a job.
Let them work at the grocery store. Let them, you know, come into your businesses so that not only is it benefiting them, but it's also benefiting society, because they're not just sitting at home trying to figure out for themselves, now, where do I go?
She says that will help prepare them for the future in ways they may be missing out on in school this year. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.
On Monday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed legislation establishing the Family Income Index that aims to direct additional funding to schools with concentrated poverty. Senate Bill 17 allows the Public Education Department to use data from two other agencies and census data to identify the household income of every New Mexico public school student in order to identify schools with the highest concentrations of poverty. Additional funding then will be directed to those schools. In-person classes are resuming today for many students in Las Cruces Public Schools. The district prepared for the return, implementing COVID-19 safety measures. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
Walk into a Las Cruces public school building, and it's obvious things are a little different. Partitions, shields, and temperature checkpoints are just some of the measures the district is taking in the fight against COVID-19. But the biggest change is one that can't be seen at all. Bobby Stout, the executive director of the district's physical plant department, says MERV 13 air filters have been installed across the district, helping to ensure clean air in schools. Mandated by the New Mexico Department of Education, the upgraded filters remove 75% of particles between the size of 0.3 and 1 micrometers.
It's state mandated now in every school throughout the state. We placed an order back in September of last year. We are now at approximately 95% of all of our schools have MERV rated filters. In those classrooms that don't have filters, we're employing a air purification unit.
Hermosa Heights Elementary interim principal John Coates is thankful for the increased safety measures, saying he wants kids to feel a sense of normalcy when they return to the classroom.
We're doing the best that we can for your students, trying to get back into a new sense of normal and just educate our kids the best we can.
He outlined additional wellness measures, including daily temperature checks for both students and staff. Anyone experiencing symptoms will be directed to an isolation room, designated spaces that have been constructed in all school buildings. Coates says anyone with a temperature of 100.4 or above will not be allowed to participate in classes.
When students are dropped off, temperature checks when they are exiting the school bus, if they ride the school bus, our walking students will be directed to the playground and will have somebody there to check their temperature. When staff come in, they'll check in the front office. We have our new temperature stands. They will take their temperature, they will sign into the building, and they're also required to sign in on an app, and it will clear them for work for that day.
The district is also taking steps to deep clean school buildings. LCPS physical plant director Bobby Stout stressed that cleaning measures are happening on a daily basis.
Custodians are cleaning constantly throughout the day, specifically on our what we call high impact or high touch areas. That is the norm across the district. We, what we call deep clean twice a week with our electrostatic spray units. We have trained our custodians to electrostatically spray to help disinfect all of our classrooms and all of our facilities.
Above all, Stout says his team is working hard to provide the safest experience possible for students.
We in my department at the physical plant, all custodians, all plant staff, and all the staff at every school are doing everything that we can to create the safest environment for your child, knowing that our children go to our schools, my grandchildren go to our schools. So it's all one big family trying to create this safe environment so that children can come back and be in school.
The full LCPS COVID-19 reporting and response plan can be found online on the LCPS website. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.